נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות. That's the first question asked by the youngest child at any Jewish Passover meal. Why is this night different from all other nights? And the leader of the meal, the person who will tell the great story of the liberation, answers by saying, We were once slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but Hashem, our God, brought us out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. And Jewish people throughout the ages have understood that to mean, we were once slaves, that each individual Jew, on the night of Passover, experiences exactly the same liberation that was experienced by that community of Israel in captivity in Egypt. Experience exactly the same strong hand and outstretched arm. In our tradition, we too have an answer to that question. Nishtana halela hazeh mikol halelot. This is our Passover feast, when Christ, the true Lamb, is slain, whose blood consecrates the homes of believers. This is the night when the pillar of fire destroyed the darkness of sin. This is the night when Jesus Christ broke the chains of death and rose triumphant from the grave. Of this night, Scripture says, The night will be as clear as day. It will become my light, my joy. Night truly blessed, when heaven is wedded to earth, and we are reconciled with God. That is why this night is different from all other nights. This night is the reality when we ourselves again experience in our own lives and at this moment consecration, salvation, and presence. Night truly blessed when heaven is wedded to earth and we are reconciled with God. The readings of the lectionary have led us through that old, old story, starting with the marvelous order of creation in Genesis 1, that tremendous liturgy, that procession of order, starting when all was chaos, when all was just a watery mess. And that old, old story is fundamentally and really important. I'll never forget one vigil that I had. I won't say where and I won't say in which language either. When the first reading, the Genesis reading, was changed somewhat, adapted, in fact it was entirely replaced, with something a little bit more trendy. And it has been burnt into my consciousness, the start of the old, old story sounding like this. Before there was time, there was dream time. And before there was dream time, there was the Great Spirit. And the Great Spirit is called by many different names. Some call him Yehovah, some call him Allah. But our tribe calls him God. Well, at that moment you could have tied me in a straitjacket and carried me out of the church. Because that is not our story. Our story is the God who sweeps across chaos, who partakes within the chaos. O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, which gained for us so great a Redeemer, most blessed of all nights chosen by God to see Christ rising from the dead. Ours is not the story of a great spirit beyond our time or removed from us. Ours is the story of, why is this night different from all other nights? Because on this night, God, with mighty hand and outstretched arm, set us free. Our ancestors were set free on a number of occasions. Free from Egypt, free from the Babylonian exile, free from the Persian oppression, free from the Greek oppression, free from the Roman oppression, free from the various oppressions which haunted our world until recently. And even in those places where the full freedom hasn't dawned on a political or a social level, even there we are free. And on this night we celebrate the freedom from death, the freedom from sin. The mighty hand is pierced by a nail, the outstretched arm stretched out on the cross. And this night that mighty hand and outstretched arm pulled himself free from death and came to new life, life filled with the integrity of God's presence, life filled with the sweeping power of the Holy Spirit over chaos. Life which pierces the darkest of the nights, with what starts off as a tiny flame on a candle marked with the year that we're in, marked with our now. Christ rose from the dead to remain among us. In 40 days we will celebrate his ascension into heaven, when he takes this mortal and transformed and now ever-living body to be with God. He takes the whole human community and the whole human society to be with God. And that being with God and that God being with us is this night. That is why this night is different from all other nights. That on this night God shows in Christ that not even the chaos and the end of death brings an end to the life that has been promised and the life that is now fulfilled. And we have been called to rejoice. Rejoice, heaven, rejoice, O earth, rejoice, O Mother Church. Exult in glory. Let this place resound with joy, echoing the mighty song of all God's people. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because on this night, God shows in Christ's resurrection that there is no veil of tears, that there is nothing to be feared. And so often we will hear those words in the post-resurrection appearances, "Do not be afraid, it is I." We've heard them in the boat and the storm-tossed sea in the Gospels, and we hear them more often after the resurrection. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And so often we can upset the meaning of this night when we are afraid of secularisms, when we are afraid of fundamentalisms, when we are afraid of anti-Christian legislation, when we are afraid even of ourselves and what we regard as our own sinfulness. And of course, even more afraid when we look around the world to the wars and the devastating things that happen and the cruelty that people still visit upon each other. And that's the usual world. That's the everyday world. That is every other night. But why is this night different from all other nights? Because on this night, we know so deeply how wonderful is God's care for us, how boundless God's merciful love. To ransom a slave, you gave away your son. Gave him away to live among us, with life transformed and life brought to new reality, and life containing tremendous new joy. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because on this night God gives us the integrity for which we thirst. God gives us the completion and the wholeness for which we long. God gives us the fullness of love that overcomes the chaos of darkness and says to the world, there is light, and it is good. There is meaning, there is order, there is relationship, which Genesis 1 so beautifully describes. A relationship which reaches its high point on the seventh day of creation. But it is on the night of the seventh day we ask, why is this night different from all other nights? That the seventh day, that the day of rest with God, isn't all that we are called to, isn't all that we are given by God. Because what happens after the seventh day? The question that Genesis 1 has hanging there, but never gets around to answering. Because the answer comes to us on this night. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because on this night, the world is truly created. The world is truly created through humanity, where the image and likeness of God, where the fruit of eternal life is restored to each and every one of us. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because this is the last of all nights. There is no longer any darkness. May the morning star which never sets find this flame still burning. Christ, that morning star, came back from the dead and shed his peaceful light on all mankind, your Son who lives and reigns forever and ever. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because this is the last night. The last time we move through uncertainty and doubt. From now on there is only day. There is only light. There is only Christ. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because on this night, night is ended and day has dawned. Amen.